Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cheese and Pickle.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights. Hello, I'm Julia Rayside. Each episode, my guest chooses a favourite TV memory to talk about. Joining me today is the broadcaster and the host of Not Today Thank You, brilliant podcast, Jake Yap. Jake, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
What have you brought today for us to talk about?
I have got a programme called 10%. Well, that's what it's called in
French. Oh, wait now. Say it properly.
10%.
Oh, that was brilliant. Well done.
Merci. Call my agent.
Great. Which? So I don't speak French, but it's the only programme I will actively watch in another language that's not my own with subtitles without caring.
I agree. Whenever anybody says, oh, you'd really like this, though, and it's a foreign thing with subtitles, I just shut down. So I understand. If you're listening and you've already shut down,
yes,
I get it. But maybe think about this one.
Because, but non.
But non. Mais non. Je dis non. I love it because I don't know how they did it.
No, me either.
I can watch it and kind of, you know, most TV, if you for a living, you dissect TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of do that a bit too.
Yes.
And you can watch most things and go, I kind of get how you did that.
Yeah.
With 10%, Call My Agent, I haven't got the first idea.
No, me either.
I don't even know how to define it as a genre.
So I think I'd say it's like a comedy soap opera-y, thrillery thing. But not really a thrillery thing. It's more of a comedy soap opera, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a chic as fuck French soap opera with like incredible hair. And smoking is cool again. I don't care what you say, it bloody well is. And just everything about it is, oh, it makes me want to make a noise.
Well,
but not really a word. I can't really think of a word. So this podcast is now just going to be noises.
Grunting, that's fine.
Banging the walls and Yeah, it is though, isn't it? It's very, there's something incredibly sophisticated and yet straightforwardly simple and universal about it. So it's set in an agent's office in Paris in the now. It was only started in 2015. There's been three series. There's one more coming apparently.
Amazing.
Exciting. And it's just sexy French people who represent real, well, some real and some pretend actors. So they kind of are their agents. They take 10%, hence the 10% thing. And they just work in this office called USK. The agency is called USK.
Yeah.
And in Paris. And there's like a cool lesbian with amazing hair. There's like her platonic best friend who's sort of like also really sexy, but a bit hapless and rides a scooter. And then there's like the sexy love child with a secret and the kind of Roger Allam, who's like Roger Allam, who I really fancy and want to bang. And then there's the older one with the dog. Have I missed anyone? The secretary who Roger Allam is banging.
I hope you didn't hear my podcast.
Why? What?
I took the piss out of Roger Allam.
I completely love him. If you don't like Roger Allam, you can leave now.
I never said that.
Also, we'll get onto this, but they're making an English version of this show, which
dear.
I think is a mistake because
it
won't be
mistake.
French, and that's the whole point. But obviously, it has to be Roger Allam playing that part. Otherwise.
But I think what? Yes, I take your point about all the sexy business. That's fine. But I, in case anyone's deterred, thinking, well, I'm not a sexy person.
It's not
I don't
just
want
humping.
To see sexy hair.
No. There's some humping.
There's,
but they are French, so.
But it's got, there's no way of describing this that wouldn't deter me from watching
it if
I was listening.
Yeah, it's one of those shows.
You kind of want to say, oh, it's so French. And that sounds just awful. But it's got this brilliant, the opening episode, it starts with an agent losing it because someone hung up on one of his clients. And
yeah.
It's Cécile de France.
That's it, real life actress.
A real life, very famous actress.
Mm.
And he loses it. And what I like is that he's not being sexy, you know, that no one's in control here. It feels like absolute pandemonium.
Yeah.
And what I love about Clapiche, who co-devised this, Cédric Clapiche, who also made L'Auberge Espagnole, which if you haven't seen it, is
literally no idea what you just said.
It's a really great film.
Okay.
It's about a guy who goes on an Erasmus course to Spain. from France, but he ends up in this house with English people, French people, Spanish people, Italian, yeah. And it's about sort of his experiences there. And there's an absolute common thread through all of these things of it's family, basically. It's a lot of very disparate individuals somehow managing to forge a bond and maintain it.
I think the thing about them that is not very, oh, it's so French that it would put you off, is that it's not sort of chilly. It's a lot of shows that go behind the scenes, like, I don't know, 30 Rock or something, behind the scenes of TV and or film. Everyone's full of contempt for the medium and for the people who watch it and all that stuff. These agents love their job. They love their world. Yeah. They're enthusiastic about art and theatre and film. And there's something incredibly enthusiastic about them all and lovable about them all that sort of draws you in.
Yeah.
They're not just like pretentious French people who smoke and go boof and they don't really care. They love their job.
It's that amazing trick of they're all massively unlikable and you love them.
Yes.
All. And I remember...
I know, that's a bit unfair. They are sometimes motivated by the wrong things, but I think they're genuinely mostly quite lovable.
Oh, no, that's what I said. They're unlikable.
Oh, did you?
But you love
them.
They're
not unlikable. And I do love them, especially Roger Allam, the French one.
Fine. He's not Roger Allam.
Okay, his name is Matthias in the show. But yeah. He's lovely.
Qu'est-ce que vous foutez là?
What can I say? Not
French.
That, because I can only speak German and English. So, yeah.
Pointless.
Anyway, what he said.
Yeah. I think I like that it's chaos. And this is where it comes into the idea of, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they maintain.
It's driving you mad, isn't it?
The narrative threads of so many individuals.
Yes.
And make them work cohesively. And to know, you know, you've got this huge cast. You know, it's quite a big ensemble cast.
It is. Yeah.
And yet every interaction between two characters becomes authentic, but really precious.
Yeah.
So there's the really old agent who's been there and she's been there for years.
Oh,
and she
Arlette.
Comes in with her little dog, Arlette.
Yeah. She's fabulous.
Yeah. And she doesn't get many scenes and stuff.
No.
But when she took, like, it's so pure and perfect. And it's, I think it's the end of the first series. It might be the end of the second series. It's almost the final scene. They've all gone out for like office drinks and they've all been bickering and rowing and everything's been going terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And they all just get drunk and they're like, oh, whatever. And they have a great time. I can't remember what they do. Like they might do karaoke or something. Like they just lost it. And in that very charming French way, sometimes where they will go for it. Like if you get French people drunk and ask them to sing, they will sing at full volume and they will not hold back. But there's this just very, very long, protracted, very cinematic shot of the whole ensemble leaving the venue.
Yeah.
And then one of them peeling away and going off in one direction. And then they all go down the street and one peels off at the next road. And then one peels
off. Oh, it's lovely. Yeah.
And I can feel myself welling up thinking about it because it encapsulates those experiences that you have and probably only at a certain time in your life where you're in the right job with the right people at the right time.
Yeah.
And you have those shared moments of crisis, but those shared moments of, oh my God, we did it.
Yeah.
We pulled it off.
And those are always the stakes. They're quite low in terms of the world.
Yeah.
But you invest so much in them that when the agency's at stake or one of them is secretly thinking of leaving, it does, it chucks a bomb into the middle of that group of people and it just is that the repercussions are big enough that you're gripped by the emotion and they're a bunch of people. I think I love them after about half an episode.
Yeah.
And like you said, I'm not sure why or how. Did I drink something? Like what happened? But I was like, I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now I'm invested.
But it's the opening scene with
great casting as well.
Yeah. What's his name? Just going, putain, merci, c'est de France. On the record, Spanish, this is in France. Merde! He's like in reception, and everyone's like, "Oh my god!"
And normally that would sort of make you think a character's a dick because we're British, and that's not the way. But is there something kind of romantic about his just like passion?
And he's such a brilliant actor. He looks like he woke up about 17 minutes ago.
Yes,
and has managed to get into work.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now he's facing this crisis.
This is the stubbly one. This is Gabrielle.
Gabrielle.
Yeah. So there's Andrea, who the first one I became captivated by, who in the first series, I mean, this is so like shallow, but she had like long hair and I was like, I love your hair. The second series, she just fucking notches it up. She comes back with like a long bob. She looks insane. She's got this like this Gallic nose, this insane jawline and this like foomph hair. And it's just, I just completely, again, fell in love with her. And she can't decide whether she's straight or gay. And, blah, blah, blah. And they're just all, their lives are kind of carrying on. And then they add in real actors, like real French and European stars. So Monica Bellucci is in one episode. She's kind of basically thinks she's in love with Gabrielle and is trying to shag him. And he's like, Jesus Christ, Monica Bellucci's trying to shag me.
Yeah.
What do I do? My favourite episode, I think it's series 3, where Jean Dujardin he's gone so upriver, like in his method acting for a part, that he's kind of living in his garden in a tree with like all mud on his face. And they're like trying to talk him down from the tree. And the actors who get involved with this clearly just love the kind of, they like taking the piss out of themselves.
Yeah.
So it does, it sort of undermines that sort of French thing by just being like, it's really stupid. But and Isabelle Huppert will be daft for it. And, you know, so will Juliette Binoche and Julie Gay. And
the second
brilliant.
Ever episode is particularly good. There's two elder actors, and I can't remember their names, but there's two women who, they were kind of, I think they were little sort of sexy ingenues, like Brigitte Bardot in their day. And they just let it all go and have a wonderful
brilliant.
Time. But what I like is the show never lets you down.
Yeah.
In terms of, you never kind of go, oh, I wish that hadn't happened.
No, never.
And what I loved with the Bellucci and Gabrielle thing was that the show ends with him showing her how to use a kettle.
Yes, it's amazing.
And you think, that's just lovely.
And like, he's genuinely intimidated by her sexually. He's like, I can't. This is awful. Yeah. It's not awful. It's Monica Bellucci, mate.
But it's right.
Yes, no, it's perfect. You're right. Every character is true to themselves
and they
the whole
do,
way through.
And what I like is that there are no baddies. You know, people do wrong things and bad things.
There's betrayals and sort of secrets kept and things.
But actually, they're not baddies.
No, even when they chuck one in, is it Hashem, the guy who...
Hisham.
He comes in and he's like the rich kid who's bought half the agency.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, who is this dick? Yeah. And he's clearly like, he's got a bit of a top knot and a love child and he's just a pain in the ass.
And then he makes you cry.
And then he makes you cry. Yeah. And it's just lovely. And I
think, you know, to say touching and funny is just such a horrible thing to say.
But it is.
But it's just brilliant.
I know what you mean. I want to grab people if they haven't seen it and go, ugh. How did you find it? Did someone say, watch this? Or did you just find it on Netflix?
I just found it on Netflix.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's quite...
I didn't find it. Kim found it.
Okay, cool. So your
missus
said,
this.
Come
I was like,
on.
Oh, subtitles.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God, French. Oh. And then I was hooked.
And then you were like, thank you.
Thank you. Well, sorry, you were right again. Bye.
Roll on series four. Sorry, you do have to have Netflix. I imagine there's DVDs, but Netflix
there are
is
DVDs,
the way to watch it.
Okay, I'm not sure if they've got English subtitles.
Well, no, that's a problem. I'm sure there is somewhere in there, but because I think they know, they're aware how popular the series is. Obviously, they've sold it to this country. I'm not really asked about the English one, whether they bother to do it or not. I don't really, unless Roger Allam's in it. I mean, then, yeah, sure, I'll be there for an episode. No worries. But
it's going to be like... No, I can't say that.
I dread to think.
I'm not going
to
say that.
Let's pretend it's not happening.
Yeah.
Let's stay in Paris.
Okay.
And smoke and just watch the lovely, sexy French people with their hair. Yeah.
Okay.
On their scooters.
Am I a lesbian now?
So I think so, yeah.
Okay,
how does it feel?
Weirdly comfortable.
Well
like,
done.
I feel like
well
I've come
done,
home.
Jake.
I've come home.
Jake-Aline. Before you go, thank you so much for bringing that. It is one of my favourite things. Please delve into the Box of Delights for a question.
Okay. By the way, I like what you're like. These are properly finished. Did you laminate these or something?
No, they're not laminated. I don't believe in covering them in plastic. They wouldn't biodegrade, Jay, because you know I'm very sustainable.
I'm not at all sustainable. Right. What was your Saturday morning show? Oh, what a great question. It was Saturday Superstore.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the first one you can remember really going.
Or Swap
going,
Shop.
Oh,
no, Swap
one.
Shop. It was Swap Shop.
Did you ever phone in?
No.
See,
but
I did once.
So excited.
This is a classic me as a kid thing. I was like, because my parents were always like, oh, it's not for the likes of us. No, don't do that. So one morning I was like, maybe I could, but didn't even think what to ask or anything. Just like, I can't remember who I was phoning. It was somebody I liked on TV. Might have been Adam Ant or something. I can't
Roger
remember.
Roger Allen.
Might have been Roger Allen. Although I have a story about that, but for later. No, not an important one. He touched my shoulder once. It was the most erotic moment of my life. I called in. For whoever it was, a pop star or something. And then the operators went, and what do you want to ask? And I was like, what was their favourite subject at school? And just thought, why did I say that? So I was just so like, oh no, my moment, it's gone. It's over. I was talking to my television and now it's gone.
Just holding off the tears to go, thanks, bye.
Yeah, it was another like 8 or 9 years before Gary Davis read out that letter on Radio 1 because I just couldn't face picking up pen and paper again. It was just, it was too hard.
It's
so
a weird
Saturday
thing,
Superstore.
Isn't it? I think Swap Shop possibly.
Oh,
Swap
okay.
Shop
yeah, yeah.
was again just
multicoloured.
It was incredible.
So it's Noel Edmonds.
It was all going on.
And did you ever want to swap anything, or did you just think, no, that's not for the likes of me? Were you that kid too?
Oh,
I was very shy. Yeah.
So the idea of exposing myself in that way was horrific. But of
I've
course,
got an action man, and I'd like some playing cards.
It'd be the other way. It'd be like I've got a football with a puncture in it, and I will swap it for a scale extra. Like that's never going to happen.
And a Mega Drive.
Yeah,
that's even too late down there. But yes, I know what you mean. No, it was vicarious. It was watching other people shopping, basically. But yeah. you know, But, and there were pop stars and
Noel Edmonds was incredible.
Who knew he'd turn out the way he did, saying that cancer's your fault.
Yes. All that negative energy.
Unless you buy this machine.
Yeah. But, you know, I love his radio stations.
Do you? Is he still running radio stations now?
He was running...
What have I missed?
Positivity radio stations.
Oh, was he doing like a cosmic ordering
special
one?
Special positive mixes and good vibes.
Was it from like, his shed?
It was online radio stations.
Oh, oh.
And I went onto it once and I was like, well, this is hilarious. So I clicked on Morning Sunrise Radio or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And clicked on the thing. And the little icon didn't load properly and it said something like, this playlist is not available on Spotify. I was like, I think it was Spotify. It was some kind of very well-known music streaming
service. Oh, no.
And he was basically just... like
broadcasting it.
Broadcasting playlists on his website.
That's a bit iffy.
Yeah.
Still, if he was being positive about it, then I guess it would have probably just gone well for him.
I'm sending him good vibes.
Me too.
Love and light.
Almost
love
constantly.
And light and all.
Thanks so much for coming. Goodbye.
Love and light.
Thanks for listening. You can find links to the YouTube clips from today's episode on our Twitter feed at Box Delights Pod. Come and say hello. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.